Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey, hey.
About your celebrity and entertainment news. Now, the LA crew's here. The ATL crew's here. Now, Gary's going to show up fashionably late, as he can do.
Of course.
So how you doing, guys?
What's up, everybody?
Hey, what's up, Heidi? Hey, Frank.
Hey. What's up, everybody?
Good.
So later,
what's going on?
James's 5-year-old daughter, Zuri, a homeowner. Also, Joe Jonas has some new ink. And is it a tattoo or a tattoo?
And find out which actress is saying she's too good to be on Dancing with the Stars and why. But first, Sherry, what you dishing about?
All right, Head Crack, shout out to Rihanna. She landed on Forbes' list of the richest self-made women in America for the first time ever. Congratulations.
Yes.
According to Forbes, Riri made the list at number 33 with a net worth, listen, you guys, $600 million.
Wow.
She reportedly accumulated most of her wealth from her music and from her cosmetics line, Fenty Beauty. We love Fenty.
Yes.
And this is so dope about Riri because she has 100% involvement in the creation of her beauty brand.
Oh,
I want to stand under Riri's umbrella while all that money is just pouring down on her.
Ella.
$600 million. Portia, you know, do you think Riri can get to the billionaire status like Kylie Jenner soon? I'm praying that she does.
Of course she can get there. And I heard Kylie wasn't there yet. I heard they fluffed her numbers. And listen, I'm just saying, Rihanna, I love you, but I got to put out a PSA. Now, we love your Fenty, but we love your damn music, sister girl. I'm telling you, if you put out that album, we'll go ahead and take you to a billion. How about that? Right there. Show us your album. Get your billion. There you go, right there. So I'm just pleading for her because I've been waiting for this music.
The makeup is definitely the equalizer. She makes so much money doing that. I'm not surprised she hasn't set foot in a studio in months. You know what I mean?
Because,
like, you don't gotta work as hard, you don't gotta tour, and, like, all the money mostly comes to you.
You know, and this is what I love about Fenty. This is what one of the reasons Fenty now has this, they have the plus-size beauty line, so you see them using people like Lunel and just, you know, a lot of social media folks. So she's really making her line accessible to so many people.
Yes, she also like that lingerie panty line, too?
Yeah.
Doesn't she have?
I think you dreamt that.
I think I might have dreamt that.
I bought a pair of the boxers. They're on wing from.
You bought a pair. Now you bought a pair of panties, Chewy.
No, I bought a pair of the.
Use them as a basement. Well, it looks like a ghost came back from being dead broke with the help of one of the biggest names in Hollywood. And by ghost, I'm talking about the homie Omari Hardwick. And for all those are not up on his hit show, Power, all right? Now, on a series finale of TV Once Uncensored, Omari spoke about the fairy godfather of Hollywood, Denzel Washington, and his wife, Pauletta, embracing him and lending him a helping hand when he was a struggling actor and down on his luck. Check it out.
I was broke. And then Pauletta and Denzel eventually let me couch in their house. Sometimes I would just be over there. During that time, I was all excited to go back to them with that news, you know, that Sucker Free was something that was gonna make it where I didn't need to borrow money from them anymore. And I never did, but they definitely gave me $1,500 when the car was about to be repoed.
So, Sherry, do you think he should have kept the story to himself?
Absolutely not. You know what? That inspires people. I think it inspires people to give and be generous. And it's nice, you know, we know a side of Denzel and Pauletta. So to hear that side from Omari and about that he helped Chadwick Boseman, it makes me feel even, I want to support Denzel and Pauletta even more.
Well, it's nothing like when somebody do something for you or give you something and they don't say nothing about it. That means it's actually from the heart. But so many times people do stuff for you and they have to broadcast it and tell everybody before you can even tell your auntie.
You know who did something for me? When I started The View, I didn't have any money because I hadn't worked for a couple years. And Whoopi Goldberg took me shopping and bought me an entire, because you dress differently in New York. She took me shopping and I pulled out my credit card because I thought I was going to pay. And I'm like, this credit card is going to bounce. It's going to be declined. And they said, Miss Goldberg paid for it all. And Whoopi came and whispered to me. I started crying. And Whoopi whispered to me. She said, pay it forward, Sherry. Pay it forward.
So you taking me shopping, Sherry? What are we doing? Sherry, you taking me shopping or what?
Right. Yes, Heidi, I will. You got to give me a kiss first.
Yes.
Well, speaking of Hollywood heroes, we can add Harrison Ford and Patrick Swayze to that list because during a recent interview, former Dancing with the Stars contestant Anne Heche revealed that she nearly wasn't cast in the 1998 film 6 Days, 7 Nights with Harrison Ford because she was dating Ellen DeGeneres at the time. She says, so they were like, we don't know because her and Harrison were supposed to be love interest and it was like she's an out lesbian and Harrison Ford stepped up and she said he's the reason that she got the part because he advocated for her to be in the movie. And that's not all. Sherry, you mentioned Whoopi Goldberg and you mentioned her paying it forward. Whoopi nearly missed out on her role in Ghost. Ultimately, she got the role because Patrick Swayze stepped in and said, no, this is who I want for this movie. She's the one for the movie. Take a look.
Patrick wanted to know why they hadn't come to you, because they told him that they thought that you would take people out of the movie. He said, so you haven't even auditioned her? Patrick said, I'm not saying yes to this place until we know that she's not the right person.
That's so awesome when you have somebody that just fights for you that says, I want to work with you.
People say I look like a younger, hotter Harrison Ford.
No, I've never heard that before.
They say it all the time. So, do you think we could do a remake of that movie that he did with Anne Heche? You could be my love interest.
I'm a really great actress. I think I could pretend to be in love with you. Sure.
All right, guys. Well, moving on. Terry Bradshaw is opening up about wieners on a recent episode of Terry's reality show, The Bradshaw Bunch. Terry considered becoming a spokesperson for an erectile dysfunction treatment.
Wow.
So anyway, he decided to practice his audition in front of his wife and his daughters. Take a look.
Hi.
You suffer.
In the downstairs.
Okay. Take it from the top.
So if you suffer from erectile.
No.
Didn't already care because they already made it here, you know?
His
job is done.
This is funny, y'all, but Portia, would you want your husband or your father to be like a spokesperson for erectile dysfunction treatment?
If it was my husband, yes, I want his face on the bottle because whatever's going on with Madman, we got to fix Madman, okay? So if Madman
he wouldn't want to tell the world.
If I could get the money and get the erection, that's great. Hey. Like, what's the problem? Hey.
Terry Bradshaw is my spirit animal. I mean, he is the ghost of my future.
Yeah, I think so, too. I thought that when I was watching him.
I mean, we are just one of the same. I'm looking forward to becoming him. But, I mean, I am 50 years old, and it takes me 3 Viagra just to get out of a chair.
No.
Frank. Now I know what we got to get you for Christmas, Frank. Hey.
Well, coming up, we are going to discuss Joe Jonas's new tattoo. Is it tattoo or
tat-ew?
And promotional consideration provided by Bounty, the quicker picker-up.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Another celebrity y'all has gotten a tattoo for us to judge on whether it's a tattoo
honey. So Joe Jonas debuted an interesting, honey, tattoo recently for his fans to check out. Now, it's a black and white, y'all, drawing on the back of his neck of a keyhole and someone's eye peeking through it, y'all. Yes, honey. So, child, fans believe it's the eye of his beautiful wife, Miss Sophie Turner. But you guys can tell me what you think, honey, of this work of art. Is it a tattoo or a tattoo? Sherry, you first, baby.
I'm going to say tattoo because I love the fact that he's doing something a little bit different. You can tell it's his wife and it's her eye like she's staring through the keyhole. Like, what you doing up in there? I love it. Nasty.
I'm going to say tattoo because I like the detail and I like the placement, you know, in the back of the neck is kind of cool, you know. I don't have any tattoos yet, but if I ever were to get one, it'd probably be in the back of my neck or somewhere on my back. So, yeah, I like it. It's a tattoo for me.
I'm liking it, too. It's a tattoo for me, too. Instead of getting somebody's name put on you, get their eyeball looking through your keyhole.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Hello.
That's not a good look. He should have not broken the curse out by putting a spouse's name on him. He should continue putting spouse's name because we want you to know. It's like a tag when you go to the morgue. They can know who you were. So he shouldn't have never broke the curse. He shouldn't.
What
I wouldn't put
in
no
the
eye.
Hell?
What? What?
Well, moving on, Gary. So don't tell the stars that are currently competing on Dancing with the Stars, but Taryn Manning might just think they all washed up.
Oh, all right, you heard it right.
During a recent interview, Taryn said that she's been asked to be on Dancing with the Stars several times, but claims she has this weird phobia that appearing on show means you're a has-been. Now, Sherry, hold on now, Sherry, because I'm taking it a little personal because you've been on there. So, Taryn said that she also is a good dancer, and we all do believe that this is probably in her head. What advice would you give her, Sherry, as someone who's done the show before?
Well, as someone who did Dancing with the Stars and went on to win an Emmy, do two films, two books, one of which was on the New York Times bestseller list, I've got three movies under my belt, two sitcoms, working on another sitcom, and I've executive produced three shows. I would say.
Girl, you better tell
And I'm working on Dish Nation.
But Sherry, I'm not saying you in particular, but y'all don't think that's true? Most of the people that do go on Dancing with the Stars are kind of washed up because they're not really current or relevant anymore. So that's why they put them on their show, huh?
But Gary, that's not true. Dancing with the Stars makes you a household name. It might not make opportunities for everybody, but it makes you, you're in everyone's home when you're on Dancing with the Stars. So if
every
they ask me to do
week.
It, yeah, I'm dancing the tango. You're going to see me Tootsie Roll every Monday. Yes, that's happening if they ask me. Let's go, baby.
And you also got to look at from the fact, too, you got to be somewhat popping to even go on the show to begin with. You know what I mean? They don't just let everybody on Dancing with the Stars.
And Headcrack, every time you come into somebody's home and they see you is another point in their mind of, oh, I recognize you. It reignites a career.
Yes.
It makes you mainstream. Absolutely. So, you know, I think there's a little bit of fear there that's talking of, well, I could dance, but I ain't going to show you. So, you gone.
Don't
we love you, Taryn.
Up next, Nicole Kidman once thought she wasn't as talented as Julia Roberts? What? We're going to tell you that and much, much more after the break. Why, no!
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, you don't normally hear about celebrities who want to leave Hollywood. Well, former Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek, he's traded in the glamorous Hollywood life for a pair of cowboy boots. Yes, in the Lone Star State. He's moving to Texas. After 10 months of constant disappointments, the actor decided it was time for a change. Now, he made the announcement on social media last month and documented his move east for fans to see. Well, I'm happy to announce that the Vanderbeeks have finally arrived in Texas.
All right. Mm-hmm.
James shared the exciting news on social media by posting happy family photos. He says, we've landed. In the last 10 months, we've had two late-term pregnancy losses. I was prematurely booted off a reality dancing show. I was favored to win in front of the whole world. And my mom died.
Oh.
And a shutdown. All of that led to some drastic changes in our lives and dreams and priorities and landed us here, overflowing with profound gratitude.
Wow. But Sherry, sometimes you need some changes, right?
Chewy, I think if you're in a place and it is causing you profound unhappiness and it is affecting your life, then it is time to bring in some new energy. And they definitely got that in the wide open space of Texas. I'm not mad at you.
I don't know that I'm going to Texas because I just don't know. I don't know if Texas is for me.
Yeah.
But could you see yourself leaving Los Angeles and moving somewhere else other than here?
Never leaving.
You're never leaving?
I'm staying here.
Wow.
I grew up with the sunshine and the ocean, and I want a farm now, so we're flipping, bro.
Well, then move to Oxnard. There's farms all over Oxnard.
Moving on. Can you believe this? Nicole Kidman says she just wasn't talented and popular enough for Hollywood. Can you believe she said that, guys?
Wow.
When?
Well, when did she say that?
No, come on now.
The Oscar-winning actress was very transparent in a recent Marie Claire interview with Hugh Grant about feeling this way. Now, you guys remember the rom-com movie Notting Hill? I love that movie, Notting Hill.
Duh.
Well, Nicole Kidman admitted that she really wanted to play Julia Roberts' character, Anna Scott.
Wow.
But she simply was not talented enough. Here's what she said. I really wanted the role that Julia Roberts played in Notting Hill. Yeah, I did. But I wasn't well known enough and I wasn't talented enough.
Right. And Frank, do you think this is, you know, she's being a little harsh on herself? Do you wake up every morning saying this to yourself that I'm not talented enough? Do you say that at all, Frank?
No, I say I'm talented enough. I'm smart enough. And gosh darn it, people like me. I learned that from Stuart Smalley a long time ago. You got to say that in the mirror to yourself and good things happen. It's the secret.
It's manifesting.
Yeah. But I think this is an exercise of being humble. I'm glad she said this. I'm glad she looked back on her career and said, maybe I wasn't talented enough, and that she still can say that as opposed to being an Oscar winner. And that's what keeps her grounded.
Do you find, Heidi, that more women are like Nicole Kidman versus men? Like, men will say, no, I'm fine. I'm great. I'm amazing. But women, we will always, like, downgrade or be self-deprecating.
Well, it's always that way. A guy can walk into a room naked with a big old belly and be like, yeah, baby, you want a piece of that?
Exactly. My father saw Notting Hill, and he said, I could have played that role Hugh Grant did. No, Daddy.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh,
Mitch is having confidence.
I think Julia Roberts would have said to, you know, Nicole Kidman, you just say, I'm an actress standing in front of a director asking him to hire her.
Wow.
Coming up, we'll tell you how LeBron James spoiled his 5-year-old daughter, Zuri, for her birthday. I wonder if he'd adopt me. See you after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. LeBron James's 5-year-old daughter, Zuri, is a homeowner. Can you believe it?
Yes.
What?
I like them young. So Zuri's birthday is next week, and LeBron decided to give her an early birthday gift, a mini version of his mansion in his backyard.
Love it.
Now, dads that are watching, we are not responsible for your kids asking for a house, okay? Now, take a look at Zuri's new house. Do y'all see this girl's house? She got hardwood floors.
All right.
Oh,
this is beautiful.
Yes, honey.
This is
amazing.
This is bigger than my first apartment, y'all. What's happening? This is bigger than my first apartment. Damn. I'm so sad, right? I'm depressed. Chewy.
What happened to a brat doll? What happened to giving them a brat doll when you're 6 years old?
He don't have to do that. He can do way more. And this is cute. This teaches the child some responsibility. She got to keep it clean. I'm sure she's got chores and different things.
No, ma'am.
I just wonder what happens when she gets in trouble. Instead of saying, go to your room, go to your house.
Go to your house.
Brett, if I pay for the tiny house, can I put it in your backyard and live there?
Absolutely.
I think we
could squat on Brad's property. I don't know if she'd know we would have. Chewy.
I don't think she would know.
Brad will buy a house like this for her dogs. But you know what, Sherry Shepherd? What did you get Jeffrey for his 6th birthday?
I feel so bad. Ooh. I bought him a pair of Levi jeans and a sweater.
Don't let Gary in there.
Because that's how I roll. Yeah, see, when you got championship money, you build a house in the back. When you got Sherry money, you just got a couple. You got a couple little playhouses right there.
The
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.